The World Bank has tasked African governments to prioritize and expand access to tertiary education. They must ensure that the quality and relevance of tertiary education serve as a springboard to relieve Africans of poverty. Addressing a conference on how to transform the University of Ghana into that of a world-class one, World Bank Vice President for the Africa region, Obiageli Ezekwesili, described Ghana as the perfect example of how the expansion of access to higher education is interlinked with solid economic growth and sharp declines in poverty. We bring you a Newsdex report on the opening of the two-day Accra conference.
With about 30% of its budget spent on education, Ghana has increased the number of its public and private universities to more than 120. Between 2004 and 2011, World Bank fundings in support of innovation in teaching and learning in the country has been put at $35 million, about $6.5 million of which has benefited the University of Ghana. Ghana's university enrollment is said to have increased 13-fold from 14,500 students to more than 150,000 by 2010. The World Bank, however, finds it regrettable that across Africa, only about 6% of the potential tertiary age group is enrolled in a tertiary institution, compared to a world average of 25.5%. According to the World Bank, 9 of the 10 countries with the lowest tertiary enrollment in the world are in Africa. Participants at the Accra conference stressed the need for university training to boost job creation and income-generating opportunities, especially for girls, women, and the talented but poor students. To bring about the game-changing transformation needed in Africa's tertiary institutions, the World Bank Vice President told the conference the approach must be business as usual. Madame Ezekwesili called on African governments to do more with research grants to create an enabling environment for university dropouts like the co-founder of Apple Steve Jobs and Microsoft founder Bill Gates to succeed despite dropping out of college. She urged African governments to redefine and limit their role to make possible private sector participation. Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aiti, stressed his commitment to promoting academic excellence through enhanced teaching, learning, and leadership training. Representing government at the event was Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aiti, who promised government support for the premier university to reach higher heights.
That was a Newsdex report on the Accra conference that is discussing ways to transform the University of Ghana into a world-class university.